Welcome to the Lock In Podcast. My name is Conor Muinichon and I work in the internet. Well, not the whole internet exactly, just the part of it that's owned and run by Black Knight. We're the Irish web hosting and domains company based in Carlow. But I'm not here to sell you stuff. This show is about how we live now. Black Knight staff, our customers, families and friends. It's about trying to work from home if you're lucky enough to be able to do that. It's about how you spend the rest of your time. It's about looking after yourselves and others. TheLockIn.ie is where you'll find more information about this podcast. It's on audio and video. We're getting it on as many platforms as we can. And you can leave a comment there at TheLockIn.ie if you want to tell us stuff that you're doing. Tell us what's going on or make any suggestions about the show. My guest on today's show is Alan O'Reilly, who wears two hats very often, Alan. He's the guy from Carlow Weather on Twitter. And what's the site? Is it carlowweather.com, Alan?
carlowweather.com or .ie will get you there as well.
Excellent. I'm not sure we're seeing your face there. Will you turn off your screen sharing, Alan, and just make sure that we are actually getting you. There you are. Excellent. And we're going to talk to you about the weather shortly. The other hat that Alan wears is as Customer Experience Manager. Did I get it right?
Yep, that's the title.
Customer Experience Manager at Black Knight. So Alan's part of the Black Knight family as well. Before we do that, just a couple of things. I'm throwing up on the screen there today's Google Doodle. I'm not sure how long this has been up, Alan, but I like it. It's a very simple message. Stay home, save lives. And the different letters in the Google Doodle are doing some of the things you can do at home. But I want to talk about something more serious for now. This isn't something that you and I worry too much about, Alan, but it's hair and grooming. And I've been made aware by my fashion-conscious teenage kids that this is a looming crisis. At some point, we're going to have a problem with fashion-conscious and grooming-conscious people who are going to be unable to attend the hairdresser or attend the barber as well. We'd like to know, I asked staff in Black Knight earlier on what they thought about this, and I got various tongue-in-cheek answers, but I'd like to know from yourselves as well, the listeners, if you've got suggestions. Probably going to buy some kind of a fashion or a hairdressing, hair clipping, barber kit online. If you have suggestions about that, what's good, what's not good, what's the best thing to do, any techniques for hairdressing or hair cutting, especially for fashion conscious teenagers, please do let me know. We have one person in the house who has already cut her own hair. She said she got bored, so fair enough. But if you have any suggestions in relation to anything like that, she didn't do a bad job on it either as well. And the other thing I'm concerned about, or some people are concerned about, Alan, is hair colouring as well. Somebody made the comment, I think, on some channel or some room chat room that I was in, we're only a couple of weeks away from finding out what everyone's real hair colour actually is.
Yeah, I saw that actually, a picture of a meme that went around saying we're only a couple of weeks away from everyone's true colour. Yeah. I actually remembered I had bought a DIY shaving razor many years ago, and I found it tucked away in a box. So I took it out and actually did my own little patch that there is, but yeah, it's a funny, I suppose. I don't have a massive problem with it, and probably a lot of men don't, but I'm sure for women, you know, there's going to be a time when we all venture back outside, Con. We're all going to see each other again, and people are probably going to want to be ready for that. So,
but we're not just all going to be venturing back out, Alan, as well. We're already a lot braver on webcams than we used to be. I think that people are realising that they need this face-to-face contact. They need to be in touch with family and friends. My siblings and I and our family are gathering tomorrow night on Zoom to celebrate my brother's youngest brother's 40th birthday, and it's a party that he's been putting off for actually, I think he's 41 now at this stage, but just between everything, having kids, various things that people are doing, it was difficult to actually organise it, and now it's well overdue and we've decided to actually celebrate it online on Zoom. We did the same in Black Knight last week. We had a staff party with a few drinks on last Saturday night on Zoom. So I think people are beginning to realise that just because they don't go outside and meet people, they are actually beginning to think, well, they need to present some kind of a face to the world as well.
Yeah, no, very true. I have a niece, though, and I think the only way she'll talk to me is on Snapchat, where she can apply a filter. So she has all sorts of different filters because the true face doesn't have to be revealed. But yeah, no, very true. And I had a Zoom session with some of my mates last Saturday night that they were a bit skeptic about it. And I told them that the free version only lasted 40 minutes and they thought that'd be plenty. Started at 9 o'clock and I think it was 2 a.m. when the last of them logged off. So yeah, certainly the face virtual meetings are increasing.
Without a doubt. Let's talk about yourself, Alan, and let's talk about the weather. As I say, it's a famous topic in Ireland. First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and how did you get interested in weather? It's your hobby.
Yeah, it's just a hobby. I got a weather station, a small little cheap weather station back in 2008 and set it up in the garden. At the time, it was my parents' garden. Kind of started recording the weather. My main interest was snow. I was always interested in will it, won't it snow. So I set that up and then I kind of found that it was interesting. So I bought a more kind of professional weather station and set that up. I set up caroweather.com then at the same time. So the website gets updated every 60 seconds by the weather station in the back garden. So I was doing that for a while and then 2010 came and we had obviously crazy cold and snow. My station recorded -17.7 degrees, coldest in the country at the time, in a bit of a frost hollow in kind of the Carlow-Kilkenny area would very often be the coldest part of the country anyway. So that kind of meant that I started getting some traction on local radio. And actually, I remember being on to Jerry Ryan at the time as well. One of his producers rang me. So then I started kind of doing it on social media, on Twitter and Facebook and now Instagram. And I suppose it's taken off, really. It's the social media aspect of it where I post weather charts and updates and photographs and kind of keep people kind of looking ahead. And I look a little bit further ahead than official forecasts would at times to try and talk about what might happen, because weather forecasting, like any, it's not an exact science. So sometimes it's kind of like, well, if this happens, then this could happen. As we're obviously Met Aaron and some of the official need to be a little bit more exact and precise. So yeah, so now I think it's over 65,000 followers now across Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. I even can do the swipe up on Instagram now because I go up to 10,000 mark. Not that I do it very often, but yeah, it's funny. And obviously then a lot of the times when there's severe weather, I feature on local and national radio. The radio stations ring me for clips and kind of give my two cents. And it ranges from kind of serious, kind of giving updates and storm to then kind of lighthearted, having some fun with Dermot and Dave and Today FM or talking to Pat Kenny on News Talk or, you know, doing I do a regular slot on Casey Lauer for Carlow Kilkenny every Friday. So yeah, it's interesting. It can be busy. Thankfully, it's actually been very quiet with high pressure at the moment. So this is boring weather, as I call it.
How are you managing the lock-in or the lockdown or whatever you want to call it, Alan? Of course, all Black Knight staff, including yourself, are working from home. Some people have asked, Alan, you know, does that mean nobody goes to the data centre? People do go to the data centre when required, but under strict conditions and social distancing measures are observed.
Yeah, no, we're all working from home pretty much. Whereas the only very rare occasions somebody has to travel to the data center, and that the number of people that do that is limited really to one or two people mainly, because we can manage everything remotely. We can actually, it's kind of, we take these things for granted, but we can even turn on and off the switch that the server connects to remotely. We can connect to the server even when it's not powered on and turn it on remotely. So, you know, we have a lot of things we can do remotely. I suppose the only things we can't do is physically, you know, put something into a rack, but there are staff in the data center then that can assist us with that as well. So luckily we're very lucky as Black Knight as a business that we can continue to provide pretty much the same experience to our customers. And obviously as customer experience manager, that's something I'm very kind of aware of and something that we're trying to manage. Like, you know, a SIP phone system, again, to me and you, is something we take for granted, but being able to bring my desk phone home and sit it on my desk and have my extension internally and externally is something that is great, because we can all ring each other internally the same. We use Slack, obviously, you know, again, these tools that we take for granted, but maybe to other people who aren't quite as techie would wonder how these work. So it's great. It's really good. And I have to say the experience has been very positive. And funnily enough, talking back to weather, the Storm Emma actually prepared us quite well for this, because we closed the office for three for 3 days. Yeah. Now I was off snow chasing for the week, but the rest of the staff worked from remotely. So I suppose in some ways, you know, we set it up at that time, and people were able to work remotely. And as this kind of pandemic started to evolve, we actually had scheduled to do the first test as a work from home test on Friday a week ago. And then it turned out after that, we decided it was, you know, it was going to stay. But thankfully, we're very lucky we can work from home. It is challenging at times, you know, like you're I'm used to, especially, I love the face to face. So I love being able to go up and stand in front of a colleague and, you know, quickly resolve something. I love kind of being able to quickly kind of jump into something and, you know, sit beside somebody. So that's a little bit more challenging, but we have loads of tools at our exposure. And I think, to be fair as well, I'd have to say our customers are being really understanding. So obviously we had the great blog post, and we have the message on the phone saying you might hear dogs barking in the background, like literally a child could burst through this door at any minute, con. So, you know, these things happen. But I think everybody, to be fair, Irish people are very understanding. And the good thing in one way is we're all in the same boat, you know. Yes. And like, the other thing is we shouldn't take for granted is we're very lucky at Black Knight that we're all still employed. We're all still working. There's a lot of people who aren't. So it's great for us as an individual to be able to keep working. It's great for Black Knight to be able to keep serving our customers. And we've a lot of new customers come. We've a lot of Irish businesses that, you know, had a bricks and mortar shop. And they kept saying, maybe someday I'll do a website. Maybe someday I'll get a domain name. And now they've found themselves that they have to do that. And it's great that we can be there to assist them and help them and guide them through that.
Let's talk about the weather, Alan. You were telling me something very interesting, first of all, that one of the ways that meteorological data is collected is from aeroplanes, from planes in flight. And that's having implications for weather forecasting and weather data collection at the moment, because they're not flying.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose most people know there's weather stations across every country. In Ireland, you know, we have a lot of weather stations that may air and operate, and there's climatic stations as well. But then out at sea, where a lot of, I suppose, the impacts, especially Ireland and the Atlantic, you don't have as many. You have some weather buoys, but they're very scarce, really. So the main data is collected by satellites. That is the primary way that readings of temperature, of pressure and things are done, are via satellite. But actually the second most important is the data that's taken from commercial airliners. So the planes, at the height they travel, gather an awful lot of information that's fed back into the weather models. And those weather models use that data then to get a picture of what the weather is like everywhere around the globe. So some kind of information is now missing. So the data that they were coming from has dropped off by approximately 80%. There's been 80% less planes traveling. So that information is no longer there. So they're actually going back to weather balloons, believe it or not. They're launching more weather balloons. And one of the most famous stations for releasing weather balloons is Valentia in Kerry. It's actually every day, pretty much, they release a weather balloon there, and that travels to a height. And as it goes through the atmosphere, it measures everything as it goes through. And that information is really vital in terms of weather forecasting. And funnily enough, one of the most important parts of that is for airplanes, so that they can give those meter reports in terms of being able to forecast for planes, so they can, you know, they can know the conditions. And while 80% of the planes may have dropped off, those 20% that are still flying, a lot of those are actually critical planes that are bringing, you know, food, logistics of, you know, obviously we've seen the Aer Lingus flights from China bringing the PPE for the HSE. So while we may think that there's not that much flying, what is flying is very important. So, yeah, so the accuracy of the weather models may be slightly impacted. Now, they're not saying that it's going to be a massive impact. I've seen some talk of 15% possibly of a reduction in the quality of data. So what that means is, as the weather models forecast, 1 to 2 to 3 days out, they're pretty accurate. But as you go beyond that, the accuracy of the weather models reduces. So if you said to me, what's the weather forecast for this weekend? I can give it to you very confident of what it's going to be. Early next week, still confident. By the middle of next week, though, you're saying, well, this could happen, that might happen. And by the time you start looking beyond this week and into next weekend, you're really starting to lose kind of the confidence that you can give. But if the weather models that you're using to give that weather forecast have less information, they're going to be even less accurate. So so that's, it's impacted. So it's very interesting. I retweeted actually the ECMWF. I could share the screen here, Con, actually,
sure,
and show you
ahead.
If you like. Because I thought it was a really interesting graphic. So this here is showing you the reduction in the those blue dots are airplanes. Mm. And if you look here over time, you can see the reduction. And as I say, a lot of that is actually at sea and the oceans. Now, there is still quite a bit of transatlantic flight because of obviously supplies going west and east. But the reduction in that has had a massive impact on the amount of observations that they're getting. So they're saying daily totals over Europe have decreased by around 80% from 50,000 per day down to 10,000 since flight restrictions came into place. So that's an awful lot less information being fed back into the weather models. And I suppose maybe just to give people a sense of what those look like, because I'm always looking at these, but most people have a little bit less of an interest in the weather other than what's going to happen. So they're not quite as nerdy, maybe, Conn, and looking at weather models. But if we look through here, you can see rain coming in from the Atlantic on Sunday. So our weather is going to break down in Ireland. It's going to turn pretty wet and windy on Sunday. If we move through then, Monday and Tuesday, some showers into the west, but generally the east of the country staying dry. But if you look then on Tuesday, the accuracy of where that rain is going to hit, well, that's subject to change. So if the data that we're getting is not as accurate, that could mean that going to shift, you know, maybe 100 miles east or west. And that's the difference between a lovely sunny day in the sunny southeast or a wet day. And if we go on then again even further, maybe towards the end of the week and into next weekend, at the moment next weekend is not looking too bad in the south and the east of the country with some rain in the north. But if we were to look at this and track it over the days, you'll see how that might well change. So what if you were to give a forecast based on what you see now, that may well very much turn out to be, I suppose, way off the mark.
So already those projections for next weekend, not this weekend coming, but the weekend a week's time, already that data is less reliable because of the lack of observations.
Exactly. Now, it depends on this weather setup you have as well. So at the moment, we've had this high pressure sitting over. So we've actually had an official drought in Carlow. We had 15 days of no rain, which meteorologically is an official drought. So we've gone from the crazy floods in some parts of the country to official drought. And when you have that high pressure sitting over you, the weather forecasting is pretty easy because you don't have a whole lot of moving parts. But as we see a breakdown then, as I say, I show you there on Sunday, and we have these weather systems coming back, that's obviously, there's a lot more moving parts there in terms of what's going to happen and where those bands of rain end up will have an impact. And, you know, a lot of people have commented on Twitter, oh, who cares about the weather right now? But every time somebody says that, somebody jumps in and says, well, I need to know when I can go for my 2K walk, you know, exactly. Because if you're stuck indoors all day and you're looking forward to going maybe 2 kilometers down the road, you don't want to go when it's lashing rain. So I suppose it is still having an impact.
Well, this weekend, Alan, some of us might have an opportunity to get out into the garden. I'm certainly finding I don't have kids to drive to football and music and things like that. And I'm finding actually that there is at the moment time to tackle some of the jobs around the house and that kind of thing. So you're saying it's going to be hopefully dry until Sunday evening?
Yeah, mainly dry on Saturday. Small chance of a shower on Saturday, but Saturday definitely looks like the best day. Sunday, it'll start off dry, but the rain will arrive in from the west there. And by really midday, most of the country will be seeing rain. And if it hasn't seen it by midday, it certainly will by late afternoon. But it will brighten up in your part of the world again, Con, and just some showers then by Sunday evening. It will get milder. If I show you the air mass, this is the upper air temperatures. So it has been quite cool, obviously. But it will get milder. You can see there that these are the upper air temperatures, but it will get milder before it turns a little bit cooler again. And then there is some hope it might get really much milder by the time we get to around the end of next week. So I suppose spring can be, you know, it can be very much topsy-turvy weather. It's been very cold, but very settled. So we're going to get milder, but more unsettled weather. So I suppose mild rain versus cold, dry. I probably prefer the cold and dry, to be honest.
Alan, thanks a million for talking to us. You'll come on the show again with us. We're feeling our way into this. It's a new venture and a new little bit of a project for us in Black Knight, because let's face it, everything we're doing right now is really quite new. But as I said, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the weather again, and maybe closer to next weekend we can see how accurate that long range view was in fact.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting used to teaching a six-year-old some Gaelscoil, so I can tell you we're all learning new things, Con.
Fantastic. Alan, thanks a million for talking to us, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Con. Take care.
That's it for today on The Lock-In Show. Have a good and safe weekend, whatever it is that you're planning to do. If you like the show, leave a comment, let us know. If you don't, please do the same as well. You can like and subscribe, and all the information is available at thelockin.ie. We'll be back Monday. Good evening. Slán agus beannacht.